Lisa Pereira is here with It Says in the Papers.
The Herald reports on an animal neglect case in Wicklow Circuit Criminal Court, which the judge called one of the most appalling he'd ever encountered. The case concerned 43 dogs, 5 horses, a pig and a wild boar. Karen Saunderson, aged 68 and with an address in England, pleaded guilty to 10 offences contrary to the Animal Health and Welfare Act. Her lawyers claimed that the rental property where she lived in Avoca, County Wicklow, was used as a drop-off point for certain unwanted animals. An inspector who visited the property described horrific conditions, including an overweight pig found squealing and lying on its side, unable to get up. The words landing charges appear on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. It's to do with Sean McGovern, whom the paper describes as a key member of the Kinahan organised crime group. McGovern was charged in the Special Criminal Court last night with murder and gangland offences after being extradited from the United Arab Emirates. The Star says there was a ring of steel around him as he landed in an Air Corps plane at Casement Aerodrome and was transported to a special sitting of the court. That story also appears on the front pages of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Independent, which reports that Gardaí are confident of extraditing Daniel Kinahan after McGovern was returned from Dubai. The word charges appears on other front pages too, in relation to another man. He's 53-year-old Paul Doyle, who was taken into custody on Monday following what the Irish Daily Mirror calls Liverpool's victory parade hell. He's due in court this morning, accused of wounding with intent and grievous bodily harm in relation to 6 victims, 2 of them children. The Mirror reports that grievous bodily harm carries a maximum sentence of life in jail. The Irish Sun looked at Doyle's LinkedIn page for biographical details and reports that he's a former Royal Marines commando who went on to study psychology and maths and graduated with a BSc honours degree. He lives in a detached house with his wife and 3 teenage sons, says the Sun. The Irish Times carries a front page story about weight loss drugs, as does the Irish Examiner. The Examiner focuses on fake weight loss products, reporting that nearly 5 times as many fake weight loss products have been seized in Ireland this month as during all of last year. The Irish Times focuses on legitimate weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. It reports that the Health Products Regulatory Authority criticised Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, for a 2021 teaching guide for healthcare workers, which did not feature statements on adverse reactions and precautions. The Irish News reports data showing that only 1 in 5 PSNI recruits is Catholic. The Irish Times has a front page story quoting the Secretary General of the Department of Housing, Graham Doyle, who told a property conference that a housing czar was not needed. The paper quotes Mr. Doyle as saying, "We do not need a housing czar. Can I just clear this one up, please, once and for all?" The Mail reports the reaction of Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers to those comments and also to the comments earlier in the week from the Secretary General of the Department of Energy, Una Buckley. Ms. Buckley told a conference that priorities were going to have to be made on the social need of the energy demand. Is it housing or is it AI? The Mail says Minister Chambers slapped down the comments of both Secretaries General, saying the elected government makes the decisions and it's up to the departments to implement them.
That's Lisa Pereira. It's 11 minutes past 8.